This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I thought Sausage Party would be more like that dream I had where I made a husband out of hot dogs.
I'm Brandy Posey, and my pupillary distance is 69, so I might need glasses, but I still know how to party.
Oh. Yeah, baby!
I'm Tess Barker, and will I lose my dignity? Will someone care? Me, on the way to an open mic.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep secret?
Neither can we.
No day but today. Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
It's so hot. I just want to set the scene for everybody. We're in Tessa's living room. Mm-hmm. David's wearing sunglasses. Mm-hmm. He's very
he looks
too cool
really high.
For school.
He's
yeah.
giggling a lot.
Yeah. He went to get coffee, but we're wondering if he smoked a doob.
Yeah.
That's if you hear that, that's Buddy. Yeah. Buddy, the
buddy,
dog.
Okay,
in the back room.
But we have to address somebody talked about wind chime noises.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes there are wind chime noises because we're in the glam cave and the door's open.
Yeah. That's all that's happening.
The wind chimes, you guys, are my wind chimes.
Yeah. The wind chimes are wind chimes. The dog
wind chimes
noises are dog noises. The snozzberries
are snozzberries.
Etc. I am going to be in September. I'm going to be in September like the rest of us next month. And I will also be in San Francisco.
Spoken like an alien that doesn't understand a calendar. I will also be in September.
I will be inside of September, the month of. And I will be... headlining the Punchline on the 20th. I think that's what I was told I was doing. I don't know if I feel like that's not right, but that's what
headline it anyway.
I'll just be there.
No,
I'll be outside.
You're always headlining the
Chilling
Punchline
jokes.
In my heart.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at Doc's Lab up for on shows from the 19th to 21st, and I'm at the Harmony Club on the 22nd and Crow's Nest in Santa Cruz on the 25th. I'm all over San Francisco. Also, I need somewhere to stay. So, hey, if you live there and you're not creepy, let me stay on your couch.
That's quite a pitch.
Yeah.
You bringing drugs?
I mean, I'm creepy. So
Are you bringing cash? Grass? Ash?
Ass? Not ash. I'm not bringing anybody's dead ashes. Here's cash, grass, or ash.
Here's a bag of ashes. Can I stay in your living room?
I will bring most likely all three. Of
I mean,
cash,
that's
grass, and well, no cash, but I'll bring grass or ass.
There I mean, go. That's a really good deal. I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And my lovely self.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Also, hey guys, join our Lady to Lady Facebook group. It's super fun.
Do everything. Follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
Follow us individually on Twitter. Go fuck yourself.
That's an angrier alien than the last time.
Follow us if you want to cover one of our theme songs. We'd really appreciate it.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Cover. Do it.
You're talented. We want to hear your talents. Mm-hmm. Or you're not so talented.
You don't even have to be talented.
Yeah.
Lord knows we're not.
You just literally
I mean, we are, but not
anything.
Not at theme.
Not musically necessarily.
Okay, wait. We should bring in our guest, and then I'll talk about this tweet I just saw that we got.
Oh, our fourth gal this week. Absolutely amazing. One of the hosts of the Oh No with Ross and Carrie podcast on the Maximum Fun Network. Along with us, one of our sister podcasts. It's not Ross. It's Carrie Poppy.
Hi. Do you get introduced like that a lot? It's not Ross. It's Carrie.
No. Actually, no. Awesome. Yeah, it's good.
Cool.
But
thank
no,
you.
Yeah, no, first time. Although I do love to hear people, people love to add little words into our show's title.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so the show is Ono, Ross, and Carrie. You said Ono with Ross, and, which is a common one.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people will add like little tiny words in between it, like, Like, yeah, Oh No with the hosts, Ross and Carrie. And I like to listen to it just grow and grow and grow.
Like, Oh No, when Ross met Carrie.
Yeah, yeah.
Based on the novel.
That's funny.
I'm happy to be here. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. We get a lot of, whenever we do stand-up, we get a lot of, and the host of Lady on Lady.
Yeah, we
or
Lady
Girls,
Lady.
Girls, Girls.
Oh, God.
Or Girls on Girls.
All Live, All Nude, All Girls.
Yeah, all of those happen. And we're like, I literally just told you Lady to Lady.
Yeah.
Why does it go in one ear, not the other?
I have no idea why these men are saying girl on girl. I have no idea. We clearly said Lady to Lady.
Yeah, maybe they just see it as a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
They're I will also say that our name is obviously a take on Man to Man.
Yeah.
But for the comedy nerds out there who like British comedy, it for me is a little bit of a take on the show called Man to Man with Dean Lerner from Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Deep cut. God,
I loved Garth Marenghi's Very Dark Place.
So, okay, you know the character that Richard Ayoade plays? They did a spinoff show with that character called Man to Man, and it's him hosting a shitty talk show, and it's fucking amazing.
Oh, wow.
Nobody has seen it.
This is episode 190. Yeah. This has never come up before.
Yeah, so I know. So I always think about Man to Man also with Dean Lerner, which I don't even know if it exists anywhere. I have it on DVD, but yeah.
Nice.
So deep cuts.
That is. That's our pop-up video factoid right there.
Yeah.
I need everything. I was thinking this the other night while I was stoned. I need everything in pop-up video form.
Why hasn't that come back?
You know what I mean? Like I think we know what I mean a lot when I'm tired. You know what I mean? Just kidding.
What a great way to learn facts.
Yeah.
Just like quick little.
Right? But there's so many things
I want Cyber Cindy back.
What's Cyber Cindy?
You don't remember Cyber Cindy's video hour?
Mm-mm. No.
She would come on right after pop-up video and she was like this little animatronic woman who was pointless. They'd play a video and then this woman would like dance along the bottom of your screen and she'd be like, whoa, this video's crazy. Look at this.
I do remember
that.
Who is this for? But it was great.
That was like
I love watching my videos with an extra Microsoft Clippy.
Yeah, exactly like that.
It was the music video version of Clippy or like the dancing Magic Mountain guy. Clippy. Why was Clippy such a fucking asshole?
I know.
The worst.
He was so condescending.
Oh, yeah. He's such a pedant. Yeah.
You're a paperclip, dude. Chill out.
Stop clip-splaining.
He clip-splained hard.
The only reason anybody uses a paperclip is because they forgot to load the stapler, buddy.
Yeah.
How about you take it down a notch?
Your plan B for sure, Stapley. Clippy.
Stapley would make way more sense.
Yeah, but nobody wants... I mean, Stapley. How do you animate Stapley?
Just a staple gun talking.
It's easier than Clippy.
Yeah,
and he wasn't animated, really. Well, I guess he kind of
was. Clippy was a terrible idea.
He would kind of jump around.
Yeah, he just has like eyebrows that move very expressively.
Is he
still there?
You can put eyebrows on anything.
I think he still does his thing.
No, he's not around.
He's retired?
I think he's been retired for a minute.
Is Clippy living in Palm Springs?
I think Clippy is like smoking cigarettes, watching his glory days live out on old GIFs or whatever.
The Sunset Boulevard of Clippy's life.
No, I've seen him recently.
I'm looking at him
and I'm like, I've seen that face recently.
Oh man. Also, Clippy costumes are a real thing, you guys.
Good.
Oh my god. Wow, I'll
say shout out to I think Josh Androsky.
Wow, that's actually a really good Clippy costume.
Oh, hey, Sean, we're recording
in
Sean's house.
We're in here. Sorry.
Oh, hey.
It's too hot in the garage. Buddy's in the room.
Check out the Sean Green show.
You guys remember Sean? He was on the show recently. Drunk with me.
Yeah.
Here's a shocker. Most of the people wearing Clippy costumes are white men over 30.
Yes. No way.
Weird, right?
I got it.
I mean, would you guys think it's cute? It's cute if a guy wore
I think that's a fun costume.
I don't know if it's a deal breaker.
No, I think it's a fun costume. I like a Clippy.
I think it would depend on the dude. If it were like someone who's just like very sweetly vulnerable and then was like, I'm wearing my Clippy costume, Carrie.
Yeah.
So like, you would just want them to be like really that cute. In general.
Yeah.
Whatever costume they were
It's not
wearing.
Really about the Clippy
costume. But if it were like someone who was like really super overly confident and then was like, I'm doing my ironic Clippy costume, then I'd be like, fuck you.
That's a good point. Too into their costume.
Yeah. I would hate like a Silver Lake cocaine pirate that's just rocking a Clippy costume. I would hate that person. That's the worst person.
I think on Halloween, you've really just got to look at what neighborhood you're in, because in West Hollywood, like those like the gay men that go out that shit is amazing. Yeah. And they care and there is attention to detail.
I mean, trust me, I'd love to see a West Hollywood Clippy. I'm sure. Yeah,
exactly. You know, they would like animate, like there would be like pixelation on it and it would like, it would be amazing. So I think, but again, Silver Lake Clippy, we have no interest.
Yeah. When I, the only time I spent Halloween in West Hollywood, I ended up just picking trash off the street because I felt so inferior to everyone.
That you literally just started picking up.
That I just started being like, that's okay. I'm at your service. I'll just pick up.
Are you serious?
Litter. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's amazing. But,
and I didn't even feel slighted by it. I was just like, oh, good. I have a role to play here.
I'm just happy to be here.
What were you dressed as?
I love that.
I was a zombie, I think. Yeah. Mm. I think it was like, that's oh, not no, up to I have 3 hours. Yeah. Here's some blood on my face.
A little bit of blood. Yeah. I'll pull a thing on my nose.
I love how that's our default costume. It's just like blood.
Yeah. I'm just zombie this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say shout out to, I think, Josh Androsky, who was trying to petition the Clippers to use Clippy as their official mask.
That's hilarious. That is. Yeah. Because, like, the Clippers are the Microsoft of LA basketball.
They are.
Without a doubt.
The Lakers are Apple.
Mm. Yeah, they're definitely Apple.
And Clippers are the PC.
Just embrace it. Do you see Clippy, Clippy using a
PC
t-shirt
culture.
Gun? Using a t-shirt gun and, like, sending out CD-ROMs of Windows?
Just AOL discs cutting into the, like, sticking into
slicing
the
slicing people's heads off. Yeah. Gosh, it's almost like I want to make a TV show where we do that.
Yeah. It's almost like
Someday.
That.
My gosh.
Sorry.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry? For what?
I don't know. My stomach's growling. Sorry. I tried to do a Snapchat the other day. I don't know how to Snapchat.
Are
you snapping, Carrie?
I don't have one.
I don't either.
I accidentally sent a guy one at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, I was so drunk, I woke up the next day and I don't know what it was.
Oh, no.
You can't see what
gone.
They are.
And it's gone.
And he didn't respond.
Barbara.
It was probably your boob.
Thing is, I don't think it was because I do this thing where I get really paranoid about what I did when I was drunk, but then it's never as bad as I think it was.
Okay. It was your boob.
But do you think the added hubris of knowing that it would be gone after he reviewed it?
No.
Okay, that doesn't play
into
it?
Honestly, I think it was probably me doing something that I thought was really funny. Okay. I don't know what that is.
Sure.
But you're probably it wasn't fine. A boob.
You're probably fine.
But so I still
just
don't
like
know.
You holding a melon.
Yeah, yeah. Probably just me being like, check my melons out.
Right.
And then,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was like it was definitely like a, what's that guy who says you have?
Austin Powers. Oh. So that's how hungry and tired you are.
Get in my belly.
It was like an Austin Powers level sight gag,
okay,
probably.
Okay. Got it. You're fine then. Oh, but that's also why you haven't heard back from him.
Yeah.
Most likely.
I mean, you for sure have to chalk this one up as a loss.
Actually, I think the next day I was like, we can't talk anymore.
Okay. That's why you haven't heard back from him. It's not Snapchat. It's the fact that you texted him, we can't talk anymore.
Maybe you didn't even Snapchat him. And the next day just gets this like, we can't talk.
Oh my God. You know what? That probably happened. Because there's something confusing that Snapchat does that like says that they sent you a message or I says something when they've looked at your, I don't know. It's very fucked up and I don't like it.
I can give you a lesson after we're done recording.
Give
if you want.
Lesson.
I'll give you a lesson.
I really should get one. Here's how embarrassed I was so embarrassed that I didn't have one that I guessed it on someone's show. They were doing their Snapchat and they're like, let me put your handle on the screen. And I just made up a handle. Okay, it's my name. And then these letters. And like they put it on the screen.
That's
people
amazing.
To nothing.
And I just so let it happen. Or some like random person who's like, well, I'm getting all these followers.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh, this is really cool.
That's really smart, actually. That's actually way smarter than joining Snapchat is just have a fake handle.
Just for somebody else.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I should just be like, it's Tom J. Hanks.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have a lot of followers.
Also, I want to say, we did a Fuck, Marry, Kill like online. Uh-huh. The Toms. We did Hanks.
It got slightly heated.
Hanks, mm-hmm. Jones, and
Selleck, right?
A lot of people wanted to kill Tom Jones, and I was very upset.
I have to agree. That's a clear fuck. It's a clear fuck.
But he's also got the least time left.
Oh, yeah. Interesting take on it.
That is an interesting take.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, he's
out of his misery.
Taking the least from him.
I mean, we don't know how Tom Selleck is living his life, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I did see, I saw Tom Jones in Vegas like 5 years ago, and he's still, to this day, he's the most charismatic performer I've ever seen in my entire life.
Interesting, because my 67-year-old mother saw him and said, well, he should stop now.
Oh, really?
When did she see him?
She saw him probably like 4 years ago.
Oh, man. Yeah. But he wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, maybe.
Man, like the show we saw, it was insane. He did this thing where he came out. Number one, he looked like, what he does is he is cryogenically frozen and then he has woken up. He's put through an hour of yoga. He is given a piece of salmon and some steamed spinach. Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
he's
then,
a bear.
Yeah. And then he performs and then he is frozen again. Like he looked like way too perfect for how old he was. Right. He's wearing like an all black tux that was just like black. The shirt was sparkly. Yes. It was unbuttoned very low.
Yes.
He could pull it off though. And he had a white dinner jacket over it that was a satin dinner jacket.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he was making eye contact during one of his songs, these two old ladies in the front row.
Uh-huh.
And he was singing to them and he shrugged his shoulders and his jacket fell off, turned inside out. He rolled it up behind him like it was a towel and he snapped it off to the side of the stage without breaking eye contact. Whoa. These two blue hairs. And I was like,
shit,
that's the sexiest thing that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm like not attracted to this man at all. But uh-huh. I gave him all of the props in the world.
I do love old men who are into old women.
Yeah.
That's like,
it's adorable.
He knows really who buttered his really bread cute. For years. Yeah. He knows.
Exactly. Yeah. It's yeah. also just like fair.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, good job.
Yeah. Exactly.
You matched it up correctly.
Right.
Thank yeah. you.
Although, thank God we have a little bit of a rise in cougar culture.
Yeah.
To level
yeah.
things out.
Yeah.
No comment.
Is your partner a lot older or younger?
Oh, I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But I've had my coug moments. That's all
oh,
I'll say.
Okay. Yeah. My boyfriend's 6 years younger than I am. Does that count? I mean, it's
no,
like
on no. 6 years doesn't okay. count. No. I think it's 10 years or more.
What we're talking okay. about here definitely counts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did like that everybody was like hands down across the board married Tom Hanks. That was like the oh, only yeah. thing everyone had in common was like we yeah. all marry Tom.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, Tom Hanks. I just bought a typewriter in Montana and I got
you fixed. Got a typewriter?
Yeah, I got it fixed to the top at the so typewriter jealous. Shop. It's really awesome.
Oh my God, that's
and
awesome.
There were all of these typewriters with the Tom Hanks collection on them. I know oh. the typewriter guy that fixes all of Tom Hanks and Colin Hanks's typewriters.
Oh wow, wow, yeah. wow, wow, wow.
He's got photos of all the Hankses in his little place.
Are they oh. typing a lot?
Yeah, they love typewriters. They Tom love Hanks.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
what?
Tom Hanks has like a. That's his Jay Leno's cars. Yeah. And okay. he gives them out as presents to people, oh, too.
I so love cool. typewriters. I might
text him. I'm like, not that's his cars. That's his Jay Leno's
That's his Jay Leno's cars.
That's Jay Leno's cars.
Guys,
which is Jay Leno's Elvis's cars.
What's your Jay, yes. Leno, Jay Leno's cars going to be?
My Jay Leno's cars.
If you're famous and you want to have things that you.
A collection of stuff.
Collect.
I already collect like first edition books.
To give out to others?
Oh no.
That's what I'm Lincoln. Saying.
Does that Jay Leno like, give out oh, wait, cars?
I guess not.
You yeah. know.
I think Jay Leno would... hoards the cars.
Yeah. yeah,
he for sure is not.
I would
want to
do
cars.
Creepily yeah. realistic puppets that are like on strings. That if you come to my house, there's a creepy puppeteer in the back making it for you, and you don't. And then when you leave my house, I'm like, here you go.
Oh, so you want a
and
slave.
I send you uh-huh. a miniature. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna pay them.
Oh. An indentured servant.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about mistreating the puppeteer in any way.
Okay,
they're treated well. I just want to creep people out by giving them a tiny version of themselves when they leave my house.
That's pretty great.
That's like, did you hear about that kind of happening in Orange County where those little girls were getting these dolls on their doorstep
oh, yeah.
that looked like them?
It's oh. horrifying.
Yeah, this was like a year ago.
It was Barbara did this.
All these little girls who were like between like probably mm-hmm. 6 and 11 were getting little
the
dolls
that is so terrible.
Left at their doorstep and they'd all look like them. Oof. And the parents kept calling the police and like everyone
yeah,
was getting
so
involved.
Scary.
It turned out it was just this little old lady who was yeah. like, I thought it was nice. And oh, since she was old and didn't have the internet, she didn't know this whole search was going on.
Oh no.
And so when it finally came back
knock
to her, she's
on
like,
the door.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll stop. I thought I was being like Santa Claus.
Oh, poor little lady.
Is that my phone? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. The buzzing is a phone, you guys.
Yeah.
Listeners out there.
The phone ringing sound is a phone.
I would collect the
Why would you just Lincoln leave busts. Them, though? Why don't you knock on the door?
I think she,
the present.
You know, yeah, she thought it was like a fun surprise.
Yeah.
She thought it'd be like Santa. Sure.
I mean, I feel like the internet ruined that because when I was a kid, I think I probably would have not been creeped out if there was a doll that appeared on my front step. I probably would have thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe my parents would have been freaked out.
My
it's
mom
weird to
been,
think that
yeah.
someone has been watching you closely enough to make a doll that looks like you.
Yeah,
I
know
what
you
look
like.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, but you're such a narcissist when you're a kid. You're like, well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how much it looks like you. If it's like, she has blonde hair and brown eyes like me. Okay. But if it's like exactly like you, like she has
freckles.
Yeah,
she has
dimples.
Right, it's like got your birthmark or something.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely be pretty creepy.
All right, well, I've got mine. What's your guess?
I would, I right now collect Abe Lincoln busts whenever I find them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yard sales and estate sales and stuff. I have like 7 or 8 of them right now. Ooh. Yeah, they're all like in a top thing. And then I also, I'm like,
that's really, a great, very specific thing to like. Yeah. If he pops up, obviously you have to get it.
Yeah. Whenever I find, I love a Lincoln bust. I like to paint some of them too. If they're kind of ratty, I'll paint them up and put like tattoos on them and stuff. They're really cool. And I have velvet paintings too. But I'm like, pop culture velvet paintings I'm pretty into.
Oh, that's good.
Like I have a crying Elvis and I have a Hulk Hogan and a Ultimate Warrior too.
Nice. Does that velvet painting gallery still exist? I know there's one in downtown for a minute.
I think it's still there.
The Velvet Margarita in Hollywood has a cool velvet painting collection.
Oh man, I love seeing good. I love a good velvet painting.
I bought Drew Barrymore a beer at that bar.
It's a special kind of. It's like a special kind of paint.
It's just, but it's just painted on velvet. Mm-hmm. It's not like using different.
Yeah, it seems like a mess.
Yeah, it's like it's a whole process because you have to like let layers dry and then go over them. It's like its own style too.
Can I just say I love that at Prisma, and I feel like such an asshole because I'm sure real artists are just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but also real artists are still way better at it than Prisma.
Of course, but it's pretty cool. Like
it is cool.
It seems really ordinary to me. It seems like it just takes your photo and just puts colors on it.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I mean,
the basic bitch in me is really.
You're full on Prisma.
Full on.
I haven't actually tried it. All I've seen is my ex-boyfriend tweeting pictures of his current girlfriend in it.
Oh, so that, okay. Cool. Yeah. See, you gotta be like selective with what
you like, this is dumb.
Well, of course.
It seems like one of those things like your ex-boyfriend would do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And my thing with Prisma, I tried it a little bit and it made me feel actually very unattractive because
it really enhances all the lines on your face and stuff.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's why I do other pictures of other things with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to.
It's a good pet thing.
Oh, yeah. Because it would get like the high contrast.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want high contrast on your face.
On your face.
Yeah, I don't want to see my bags.
I did a picture of Linny where it's just like his eyes.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool.
Aww. Is Linny your.
My cat.
Oh,
it's. Well, when we're recording this, it's Black Cat Appreciation Day. So shout out to.
Laura Linney Manuel Miranda.
Laura Linney Manuel Miranda.
Happy Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Okay, I've thought of what my thing is.
What is it?
Give out.
What do you
got? Weird chess pieces.
Ooh, I like that.
So I love chess.
Yeah.
I like chalkware. Do you guys know what chalkware is?
No.
Okay. Okay, you do, but you don't know that you know.
Ooh.
Chalkware is that stuff that it was very popular in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. It's like what they made bric-a-brac out of in the 70s and 80s. They don't use it anymore. But when you get like really shitty knickknacks from the 70s and 80s that are like painted.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean. Like it's kind of almost like porcelain, but not quite.
Oh, yeah. Picture this.
I have so much of that stuff already. Yeah.
I love it.
I love that stuff too. My Achilles heel is like a Goodwill tchotchke section.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Me too, but I at this point it's like I don't want to go overboard.
Yeah, I don't go for tchotchkes.
I used to, but it's like, it's just too much shit. It's just, at the end of the day, it's just crap. That's why I'm glad we have iPhones, because it's like, when you're on a road trip, you're like,
you can take
look at all this dumb shit. Yeah, it's like, at least I can just take a picture of this.
Yep.
Yeah, no. I've gotten better about like seeing what I will and will not take now.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what my weird thing is. I'm like, boring stuff. Like, I collect Betsy Johnson dresses and books.
Dispensers.
I know, but I don't even want to talk about that because I already get too many of them.
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about you. It's like you have enough room to like cultivate a cool.
Okay, then Pez dispensers. I have a cool Pez dispenser collection, and I will give those out to people.
Yeah.
There you
go.
Cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tess, no one thinks you're boring, Tess.
I know, but I'm like, what? I mean, yeah, books and dresses.
That's great. Those are two great things. A book can be anything.
That's great. True. A book is a
book can
vacation.
Take you around the world in a day.
Exactly.
You
know?
A book is a wish your brain makes.
A book is a wish your brain makes.
Oh my God.
Do you guys remember when
Book It. I was just thinking about Book It.
Book It.
You read my mind. Best. Yeah. So. You would read a book and you got free Pizza Hut.
What?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was a club when we were kids.
Yeah. If you read like, every book.
Maybe that was just California. Are you from California? Mm-hmm.
She's from
Maryland. Yeah. She's in Maryland too.
Oh.
Yeah.
And remember the pin was like this cool hologram?
Oh, I love it. I have that pin somewhere at home still.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I believe that the pin had a rainbow on it,
mm-hmm.
which was maybe an allusion to Reading Rainbow. Book It might have been like somewhat promoted by Reading Rainbow.
Maybe. I only remember the Scholastic Book Club, but I didn't
know. Oh, that was so fun. I loved book orders. Oh, my God. I think that's probably was our first introduction to online shopping.
Or catalog shopping. Same idea.
Yeah.
Did you guys... Well, okay, we can talk about it when we come back. But we're going to... Wait, what are we looking at?
I'm looking at book.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at Book It right now.
Oh, Book It. That's what we're talking about. Book It. God, what is going on?
Book It still exists. Yeah, it still exists. Oh, wow. BookItProgram.com.
Is it still sponsored by Pizza Hut?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Still a part of it.
Wow.
I'm stoked. That makes me happy.
Good for Book It.
I'm very happy about that. I love it whenever anything that like kids are, proof that kids are reading a book.
Oh, yeah.
It just fills me with hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes me happy.
Kids are still reading.
I know.
More about kids. It's like as they get older.
Actually the old people that need to read more.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just like whenever I see a kid that's just like with a screen that's just like in its face all the time, mm-hmm. I'm just like, I hope.
I know, but that's also us.
Well, no, but like I hope they still have, but at that age, their brains are still developing. I hope they still have like the concentration is being put into them. Because it's like, I know how fucked our concentration is. That like, I hope they have... That's still being instilled in them.
I think books are still pretty.
Well, yeah, there's Book It.
Hardcore. Yep.
14 million kids, 620,000 classrooms, millions of minutes read every year.
Come see me when I'm an eccentric old lady, guys. I'll give you plenty of books for your bookets.
You guys aren't seeing Tess is doing witch fingers right now.
Yeah. My God, kids and I have this thing where it's like our secret code where we go, by the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes. It's Tess. It's like our little greeting to each other.
That's the best.
That's cute.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara Dorothy Gray.
I'm Teresa Marie Barker, also known as Tess Barker.
And we're here with Carrie
Poppy. I don't have a middle
blank
name.
Blank Pop. Don't have a middle name. How was it growing up without a middle name?
When I was growing up, I had two middle names.
What?
You got rid of them?
What? Yes. Poppy was my middle name.
Oh.
Yes. Ooh. I grew up Caroline Poppy Tillipy Snyder.
Whoa.
Tillipy.
Mm-hmm. What's Tillipy for?
So that's Nez Perce, which is a Native American language for fox.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is cool.
That's really pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool. But I never felt like Caroline. Everyone always called me Carrie. Mm-hmm. So just at some point I was like, I'm just going to codify it and call myself Carrie.
Yeah.
And then I started calling myself Poppy, like, as an adult at some point, and then I was just finally like, let's just make this official.
Yeah, you just legally changed your name.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Just lopped off the end.
Nice.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that feels like it would be like a rising from the phoenix, like I'm this new person now.
Yeah
except that I had been going by that name for so long that when mail would come for Caroline Snyder, like my neighbors would be like, who is this person?
That's right. A very different name from Carrie Poppy.
Yeah. And it's so formal sounding, you know, like Caroline mm-hmm. Snyder. I mean, my parents wanted me to be able to be a senator or whatever, you know, so they were like, we want a name where she can be Caroline if she's very
Caroline
serious
Snyder.
But she can also be mm-hmm. Carrie, and mm-hmm. I was definitely Carrie, and then I was still saddled with Caroline, so
yeah.
Nick's that's kind of how I feel about Teresa, like only people that call me, I mean, Teresa's like such a Catholic name, and I am not such a Catholic person.
And like Teresa Marie, right?
Teresa Marie. Like, I may as well be named the Virgin Mary, really. But like, the only people that call me Teresa are my family and my drug dealer, because my
as God intended.
Wait, why?
Because my, you know, weed recommendation is through my like driver's license.
Right, right.
And I don't care enough to tell them that I go by Tess.
Your weed recommendation is through your driver. Oh, because it's a medical.
Yeah.
Oh, your drug dealer, as in your prescription.
Yeah, my medicine.
Okay, got it.
That's hilarious.
Well, we've already talked about this many times, but my name is old as fuck, and
Barbara
Dorothy. It's too late to change it. So here we are.
My real name is Brandis, which I've never gone by a day in my entire life. I mean, my parents never called me Brandis.
I've never heard that as a first name.
My dad made it up.
Oh, well, there you go.
Brandis Nicole Posey. It's a full name. I like it as a full name.
Uh-huh. Like Brandis Nicole, I like.
It's a very like, yeah. Brandis Nicole Posey would definitely be like an intense actress.
Yes.
I think,
oh, for
when I make
sure.
my turn as a dramatic star.
Like Lifetime movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, like Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. When I start Posey. Doing indie dramas, I'm going to start going by Brandis Nicole.
How is Posey. Brandis spelled?
Brandis is how it is spelled.
Oh, like the university.
No, D-I-C-E.
Oh, like, okay.
It,
okay.
Just like the words brand and ice,
okay,
which is
it.
How every teacher pronounced it growing up.
Oh,
or
no.
Brandis. And Posey would get Pose or, yeah.
Pose.
Pose. It was always mispronounced. And I'd be like, it's not, it's right there.
Yeah.
It was the beginning of my trouble with authority because I was like, you don't know how to say a very basic uh-huh. thing that shouldn't be hard.
That's like my co-host Ross, his mm-hmm. last name's Blocher, B-L-O-C-H-E-R.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, most obvious pronunciation is Blocher.
Yeah, Blocher yeah, but, is right.
Yeah, but you know, there are some other guesses you could throw in there, but people never guess Blocher. They're always like Blocher, Blocker. Block you?
We all want to be never. Fancier than we are, and yeah. none of us are. Nobody is fancy. Nobody is the fancy pronunciation.
Just guess the obvious one and move on from there.
Yeah.
You would think.
Never do.
I think people's, but I do this all the time, and I've done on the show where I at the last second, your brain is just like, say yeah. this one.
You know? That's true.
I think you do get traumatized because we've all mispronounced someone's name and been yeah. shamed for it. So then everyone yeah. approaches, you know, we do that in life too. It's like something that should be simple. We're like, no,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
should we get to know Carrie?
Yeah.
Play a little
play
game.
A little game.
Okay.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Play!
So that's the game.
Yes.
So yeah.
Cool.
That's the name of the game.
That's the name
did
of the game.
Did we play it?
Game.
Did we just play it?
We played it. How did you feel about it?
Was it
you
did. I was sitting in silence and making you listen to that.
All right. I did it.
Here's a pizza. You made it happen.
8 points.
Okay. First up, here we go. Hooters or Buffalo Wild Wings?
you ask the vegan.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. That's great. I don't think I've been to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, why would you? Why would you go
so
to
Hooters? Hooters?
Yeah.
Does Buffalo Wild Wings have boobs?
Probably. I think they have a lot of...
I mean,
yeah.
I think it's not as advertised. Boobs there.
I think it's the same model of like boobs and
okay.
hot wings.
No, it's yeah. not really.
It's just marketed it's not, okay. as hard.
I'm pretty sure that they hire hot girls Buffalo Wild Wings.
But it's not this. It's not like Hooters.
It's not Hooters in that the name isn't boobs.
Well, I know, yeah. but it's not like... It's not only women and like... You know uh-huh. what I mean?
They have guys working at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's all I remember from the last time I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings is Andy Milonakis was in the corner.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, weird. Oh, shit.
Why
it's
are
Andy
wings?
Milonakis.
Why are wings
that's just
like,
made it sadder.
This is a man's yeah. world.
Because it's wings go with sports. Sports go with
yeah.
boobs.
But yeah.
Go with-
why? Is it like because men want to dominate little pieces of chicken? Like what?
I don't know.
Oh, I think it's just one of those tradition things. It's like, why corn on the 4th of July? Oh, yeah. because one yeah. time someone had corn. The
well,
end.
And I mean, I'm a vegetarian too, but the buffalo cauliflower I've had.
Oh, is it good?
Mm. Have you not had it?
No.
They have tasty. It.
Oh, my God.
At Hooters or at Wild Wings?
Oh, Mohawk Bend, the vegan place.
oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, I've had general. It there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but just from that taste, I could tell it's like really good with beer. And I mean, that's like
oh,
a taste
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
goes.
I mean, it's fried
spicy.
And it's
fried. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's good like football food.
Yeah,
right. for sure.
It's also like an aggressive flavor. It's like your joke about the candy that we grew up with. That's very like an intense flavors that make you go through, make you persevere. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Spicy.
Well, I love
yes.
spice.
Yeah, me too.
And I really love a fried pickle. So if one of those has a fried pickle, I'll
Hooters.
Take that place.
Hooters has fried pickles?
Yeah, Hooters has fried pickles.
Yeah, Hooters has motherfucking fried pickles?
Yeah. Right. yeah, dude.
Fried pickles are the fucking best.
I know. So I didn't know them. That they had those there.
Hooters it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Hooters is also, that's where we stay in Vegas.
Yeah,
little known fact.
Oh yeah, they have a hotel now. Right?
It's a great. Yeah. It's the best one. It's right off the strip.
Really?
It's super cheap.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
You get cool. a discount at the restaurant.
The free breakfast is awful though.
Horrible.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I just love the idea of like Hooters just seems like so cute in Vegas because it's like
yeah.
oh girls in shorts.
Oh yeah. That's true. It's like quaint.
Yeah.
They don't even have like midriffs at Hooters.
No,
not like bare midriffs. Mm-hmm. It's just like. A sort of low cut
yes.
orange pantyhose.
Oh, just an aggressive pair of Spanx.
Yeah.
and a tank top.
Yeah.
I have a hot Hooters tip actually
yeah.
that I got from
Tess
a girl.
Hack.
Tess hack.
Okay.
You know how cute those tights are? Those
yeah.
like they're like the ice skater tights?
Uh-huh.
You can buy those at Hooters.
Really?
For $5. Okay. You can ask your waitress and she goes to a machine back there.
and you give her the $5 and you can get those tights at Hooters.
Whoa. Huh.
Yeah. Huh.
Cool.
That is a great hack.
Right?
Yeah, they don't just sell them in the Hooters store. What is
no, you have to ask your waitress. Separately. She goes and gets them.
Are they for the women who work there to get extra ones?
Yeah,
because you get a run or something.
But yeah,
I hope they don't have to pay for them.
They probably do.
They probably do. Oh God, I hope
it's probably
not.
A bummer.
I mean, when I worked at Louise's Trattoria, I had to pay for my own shoes for cruise.
But did you have to pay them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was taken out of my paycheck.
Oh, that's really
that happens a lot with that kind of stuff.
How about Tony Roma's A Place for Ribs?
Tony Roma's A Place for Ribs. I was a hostess, so I was able to wear like a dress and some, and some nice shoes.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. How long have you been a vegan for?
Since I was 19, so.
Nice.
13 years.
So you've really seen the uprising, I guess. Of, vegan
of
stuff.
It being more normal. Yeah. I've been a vegetarian since I was 4.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I mean, when I went vegetarian, it was like my parents were like, "Well, she'll die."
Right. Yeah. Right. There's no way she'll survive.
Yeah. This doesn't work.
So the body cannot choice when you were 4.
Yeah, and none of my family was. I just was like, oh, this is made out of animals. No thanks. That's weird. So back then I was the only vegetarian I knew. And yeah, now like I can go anywhere. It's crazy. And now I'm overwhelmed with choices because growing up it was like I go to a restaurant and I'm like, oh, here's the one thing I can order. Neat. I can eat here. That's neat. Yeah. And now I'll go somewhere and be like, I can order 10 things off this menu. Well, how do you pick between them? Yeah. You guys are used to this. What do you pick? What do you do?
Vegetarians aren't used to choosing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is kind of stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what's the carb with a green thing on it?
Exactly. Right. What's the thing that you have?
Yeah. Don't want a pasta or a salad right now.
Yeah. Vegans can't be choosers.
Yeah. Test bar.
But now we can.
Yep.
Well, especially in LA, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if you guys know, they're health nuts around here.
Oh, yeah. You said that like you had a cigar in your mouth.
Just a little hot tip. You got a smoothie on every street corner.
Okay, what is your favorite undercover adventure so far
that you've done on your podcast?
Okay, yeah.
For those that don't listen to Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
Yes.
Without the with.
Oh No, with the stars.
Yes.
Ross and Carrie.
With the stars, Ross Blochner.
Uh-huh.
And Carrie Poppy.
Whole names.
and birthdays. And socials after it. Can you explain what the podcast is for those who don't listen to it?
Yeah, so we undertake all sorts of fringe science and fringe spirituality. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes that means trying out things on our own bodies, like getting ear candled or getting, what's that one called? Colon hydrotherapy, where get our colons flushed out, or doing the master cleanse. And sometimes that means joining fringe groups, like we just investigated Scientology undercover for a few months.
That's scary.
That's
a little scary.
We joined the Mormon Church undercover for 6 months.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And we became Mormons.
You're so ballsy.
Yeah. Thank you.
They went to the Truther meetings for a while, too.
Yes, we did 9/11 Truther meetings. Mm-hmm. That's right. My favorite one that always comes to mind is the Mormons. I mean, there's two ways to think of favorite. They're my favorite in terms of they were the nicest people.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were the ones that when we told them, okay, hey, we actually came here because we're reporters and we're doing this show and we haven't lied to you, but we haven't been upfront with you and this is the deal. They took that all in and they said, okay. You say that a show brought you here. We think God brought you here and you're always welcome here.
Oh,
and they
cool.
continue to show up to our birthday parties and aww. Be like, how's your show going?
Like, that's cute. They're just that's the Mormon spirit. I grew up in Salt Lake. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are extremely sweet.
So were you, did you guys get baptized into it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to go in the temple?
No, we could have. They actually did offer us temple recommends, which usually takes a year to get.
Yeah, that's hard.
You have to be tithing for a year. Mm-hmm. But they said that we seemed especially eager and sincere, and they were going to give us these special temple recommends. And that's when I was just like, my heart was like, no, you got to tell them. So we stopped when they offered us those.
Has that ever gone badly, the telling?
Yeah, oh, for sure. We've gotten kicked out of a couple groups. Scientology, we just went by there today, and they told us we're not welcome there.
Today, you were just at the Scientology Center?
Yeah.
What? You just had a confrontation with Scientology today?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
I'm fine.
There's dudes outside of the house right now.
Yeah, well, let's see. So when we spent like 3 or 4 months there, and they figured us out on their own. We had given them our real names, and we had even told them our real professions. So when they asked me what I do, I was like, I'm a journalist.
Right. Yeah.
And I gave them my real name. They could have Googled me any second. It took them 3 months. But, you know, they finally did. They finally figured out who we were. And they confronted Ross. I wasn't there at that moment. They confronted Ross and politely kicked him out. We released our episodes. Mm-hmm. We tried going to a couple things after that and were like escorted out. Wow. And one of the things Ross had really wanted to do was the Purification Rundown, which is their detoxifying program. Yeah. And he had really, really wanted to do it. So for his birthday, oh. I got him the Purification Rundown outfit. Someone had put it on eBay, their old one.
Oh my God, so you're so sweet.
Thanks. I gave it to him. And this morning he was like, I want to go outside the church and just run in it as if I'm in the Purif. And just see what they do. And I was like, sure, I'll tape you doing that.
Oh my God.
We went and he just jogged around the center wearing his Purif outfit. And they went up to him and they were like, can we ask why you're pretending to do the Purif? And he said, I'm not pretending to. Carrie gave me this outfit for my birthday. And I'm just going on a jog. Yeah. On this public street.
Oh my God, you guys are such cojones. I cannot
love this.
Yeah, they just told us like, okay, well, you can't go on the property. And we're like, no problem. You know, this is a public easement. We won't go on your property. You got it. And they left us alone.
Wow. Okay. What is like the most, was there anything that you found out that like you didn't know from going clear or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, I think everyone has responded to our episodes with the same thing that I felt, which was I had no idea how boring Scientology is.
Yeah.
I really didn't. Yeah. The early stages of Scientology are nightmarishly boring. I mean, obviously, if you get really enmeshed and you put a lot of money into
it. It's like not good for a cult. You need to keep it interesting.
Right. I don't know how people get so deep. I really don't. Because, yeah, if you get really deep, obviously it gets very abusive for a lot of people.
And that's interesting for
sure. Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I don't know what percentage of people that is, but it obviously happens. Mm-hmm. The early stages, it's just you sitting and repeating the same incident that happened to you over and over and over for hours at a time, trying to emotionally unpack it. This is auditing. They just make you like go through a story over and over and over. Like I had to tell the story of my dog dying maybe 25 times.
Whoa.
Over the course of 4 hours. Just the one story.
So and then eventually you pick up you're like, fine, story. Something is wrong.
That's what they want you to do is finally act happy about it. If you show any sadness about it, they'll make you tell it again. So by the end of it, you have to fake happiness. So by the end of it, I literally had to be like, and then stuck the needle in him
and
he started having a seizure because he had some reaction to the euthanasia.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Do that to make it end.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
How do they get you to decide like what story you're gonna tell?
Well, you're supposed to tell the earliest memory you have that is painful or brings emotional discomfort. So they really want to get you back to something that's prenatal, a memory you had in the womb or earlier than
I got so many of those, so that's cool.
yeah I mean, which one do you choose?
if you look at L. Ron Hubbard's writings, he was pretty explicit that you shouldn't even be doing memories from this life, but people do because those are the memories.
Right. Yeah, those are memories.
Right.
Everything else is make them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the truck driver I was last time.
Right.
Yeah.
That guy's stuff is gone.
Yeah.
I do think I was a man in my past life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've always had that feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you only had one past life? You're saying it like that one time.
Yeah, I'm in number two right now. I'm an Aries, so I'm not all the way through. No, I don't know. Like, I actually really do think I was probably a gay man in my past life.
Oh, okay.
I really do. I really like feel that.
Uh-huh.
But also, my mom was in gay bars with me in utero, so maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Maybe.
It's very possible.
I got my past lives read to me, and I don't remember.
Me too, from the same person.
Yeah. Well, I remember one was like was a warrior who did a lot of archery. That's one.
Mulan. You were Mulan.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah, I was Mulan. Uh huh. So, but other than that.
Has there ever been a past life reader that was just like, you're an actuary, and then you were like,
I know, right?
Yeah,
like, most of us had to just be ordinary people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You died of syphilis. You were 14.
Yeah. And exactly. You worked in a factory.
Well, I mean,
for a while,
but that was one of them. You know, they're not going to tell you the bad ones.
I guess you want to know your best ones, right?
Some people
assume.
Yeah. I would want to know my best lives.
But even your best ones, like most of us,
yeah,
would have. Entirely ordinary. All of them would be entirely ordinary.
That's true. Like, I feel like I'm probably in one of my best lives right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on paper, it's definitely. Relatively ordinary.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, not really, though.
No, it's not. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she wears the Betsy Johnson fucking, like, lucky bracelet.
It's a friendship bracelet from Betsy Johnson.
Yeah.
She made it for you?
She put it on me. She has it.
Oh, too. Are you friends with her?
No. But I'm ready to interview her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kindred spirits.
Yeah, that's not on many people's paper.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're Betsy Johnson in this life.
Oh my God.
You guys are like coexisting on the same timeline in the same life.
Yeah, so she was your Back to the Future moment.
Maybe, yeah. Oh God. I hope I'm as like bouncy as her when I'm her age.
How old is she?
She's just turned 73.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even picture her. I don't know what she looks like. I just know like her dresses. And
she's very blonde and like.
She's really. She's bubbly. Like a little bubbly, rock and roll fairy.
Yeah. I kind of picture. Who's that woman who's just famous in LA for being famous in LA?
Angeline. No, this is Betsy.
Just one in the middle.
Oh, she's a cutie. Cute. Yeah. Great hair.
Mm-hmm. Super sweet.
So
you did not find David Miscavige's wife?
We did not, but okay. David Miscavige did, like, basically personally kick us out.
Whoa! Yeah.
You got to meet David Miscavige?
No, but he was the one who made the call about us. Like, whoa. Was like,
no
those
shit.
Two need
so
to get
how
out.
Did they find out? Like, they, you know.
What, yeah, okay, so they claim that this one woman has a Mormon friend, and the Mormon friend told her. That the friend was like, oh, that's really funny that you're working with a Ross. You know, there was a Ross who like infiltrated our church and he doesn't have a friend named Carrie, right? This story sounds fishy to us.
Okay, I'll tell you
that's
right
so
off the
funny,
bat.
Like, okay, the Mormons and the Scientologists.
Yeah, because they don't. Yeah. They don't,
no.
Right?
Well, because both of those, you're not supposed to be friends with anybody outside of the organization after a certain point, right?
Well, that's not true.
It's not that you're not supposed to, but it's that your life, especially for Scientology, your life is so busy you just aren't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just like if you're Sea Org, all you're doing is sleeping and working.
Got
so,
it.
Like, when is this woman hanging out with her Mormon friend? I could believe that the Mormons were having friends outside
well,
the church.
Well, yeah.
The Scientologists.
I thought it was like, I remember reading the article by the guy that wrote Crash or whatever that guy's name is, like, about how.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
That was Paul Haggis. That New Yorker article was great.
Yeah, that was really good.
His daughter or his wife or one of them stayed in the church and had cut them all out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
because
they had left.
Yeah,
totally different. Mm-hmm. Once you leave, they will cut you out for sure.
Okay.
What were we saying?
David Miscavige.
So
this fake Mormon sting operation happens.
Yes. Yeah, so she says that. We think they just finally Googled us, and for whatever reason, they thought it would be embarrassing to say it took us 3 months to Google you. They thought it would just be, like, better to say someone brought it
up. I see.
Up.
They had to come up with some kind of elaborate thing.
Yeah.
Why they think that's that much better, I don't know, but...
Yeah.
They were just embarrassed.
Were you nervous at all? Like, when you realized that they were going to confront you about it?
Well, they had already confronted Ross when I found out, so yeah. Ross was the one who told me.
He bared the brunt of it, then, I guess.
Yeah, so I don't know. I was, no, not really. I was just like,
you seem like
okay.
You don't get nervous about much.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I guess that's right.
Because, I mean, you're throwing yourself into these situations where I was like, I would be terrified the whole time for some reason.
You know, I didn't do the Scientology investigation for a long time because I was kind of scared. And people were asking for it for years, right? We've been doing this for 5+ years, and it's what people, everyone wanted. And I was like, ugh. But once we started doing it, I was just like, okay, like, we're doing it. Whatever's going to happen, it's happening now. There's like nothing to stop it. The ball's in motion. So there's just like...
Yeah, once you're in, it's like you want to go for it because you want to get as much as you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like getting on a plane. It's like, if you freak out now, what's that going to do? The plane's in the air.
Totally.
You know? Yeah.
Whoa.
Exactly.
And you're about to see Xenu, the captain. Right.
Have you always been into like... like investigative kind of journalism stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, my whole life. I remember when I was a kid, I really wanted to be a spy. I read Harriet the Spy like every summer.
That was such a good book.
Yeah. You read the follow-up books?
No.
There are hidden follow-up books, The Long Secret and Sport, that are really good.
Are they good as an adult?
Yeah.
Really?
Really good.
I loved Harriet the Spy. I wanted a dumbwaiter so bad because of
Harriet the Spy. I feel like you are Harriet the Spy. You feel like Harriet the Spy.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Oh, what a great
right?
She is.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
And the woman who wrote him was a lesbian, mm-hmm. but like closeted because of the time that she wrote him. And she wrote a book about two girls falling in love that never got published because it scared all the young adult publishers.
Yeah.
And has been lost.
That's heartbreaking.
Anyway, this isn't what
that's
you
gotta
asked
come
me.
See
no,
the
maybe
day.
it'll be it's in a drawer somewhere. Just let yourself believe it's in a drawer.
If any
somewhere.
Of you have some random papers around that you think might be this book,
the Lost Hughes book.
Yes.
Anyway,
so that
yes,
started.
I love investigative journalism.
That makes sense for Harriet the Spy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, we're gonna go spy out some. I got nothing. We'll be back.
We are back talking bananas.
Yeah, man.
With Carrie Poppy, you guys. I'm Tess Barker.
I'm Barbara Gray.
I'm Brandy Posey.
And we're here with Carrie Poppy.
Hello.
Bananas.
In pajamas are coming down the stairs.
What?
Bananas.
Do you know
in pajamas.
Oh, man.
That was
just so scary. That was so scary for you. I couldn't even imagine if I didn't know what that was.
That just happened around me.
What is that?
Weird chant.
It's a childhood show. It's a kid's show about bananas in pajamas.
It was B1 and B2.
B1 and B2.
Bananas that were in pajamas.
And they also were firefighters. And when they were running to put out a fire, they would go, they spoke with British accents. And they would go, bebob.
Yep.
Whenever they ran.
Huh.
Oh, man.
They were firefighters?
Occasionally. They would fight fires. It was the trippiest fucking show. I watched it when I was in junior high because I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was like British. I think it's a British show.
It's like a Teletubby-ish of the same ilk. Like
it's a weird-ass show.
I got that one time for, there's a show in LA that's also a podcast called Competitive Erotic Fan Fiction.
Yes.
And I got bananas and pajamas.
That's amazing.
And I made them do horrible things to each other. And then they died in a murder-suicide at the end because I didn't know where else to end
it. Who hosts that?
Brian Cook.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Brian
okay.
Cook.
Yeah. I think it's I was really on International fun. Waters with him.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, it's a super fun, really filthy show.
Oh, Bananas in Pajamas is Australian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here,
Set
up your accent.
Pajamas.
I want to show you a picture of them.
B1, B2.
Oh, man. If there is Miss Frizzle
is
and
that crazy?
Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
that. There's definitely B1 and B2.
Yeah,
without a doubt there is. Yep. Yeah, I made them fuck each other a whole bunch.
That's dope. Fucking dope.
Pretty horrifying.
Are they related?
They're brothers, right? Twins?
I don't know.
I mean, if incest. A banana is on a bunch, does that mean it's their sibling? I guess so.
Yeah, probably. All bananas are probably related.
Just like people.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into a lady problem.
Lady problem.
Yeah.
Lady problems.
You should do bananas and pajamas.
Lady pajamas.
Lady pajamas.
Lady pajamas.
Lady bananas.
In pajamas.
People have them.
People have them.
Oh my god.
One last bananas and pajamas thing. I used to get, because I got in trouble a lot in junior high for like talking. Mm-hmm. So I had like an isolated desk away from everyone else. I was like, yeah, I had the little like pariah desk in the back. And then the like guy me who was in like the period before was also in that desk. And uh-huh. we used to leave each other notes.
Oh, nice.
And that's cool. To keep each other company because we'd be stuck at the pariah desk. And he would draw me really cool drawings of bananas and pajamas.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, in hindsight, that's he probably awesome. Might have had a crush on me.
Aww. Yeah. Did you guys know who each other were outside of that class? Or was that your only interaction with each other?
That was kind of our main interaction with each other.
I kind of love that.
It was actually kind of amazing. And like, I would walk into these like amazing notes because they were really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was really funny.
Junior high notes.
Yeah.
Do kids just text each other now?
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you're in high school or junior high, don't listen if you're in junior high.
Yeah.
But when you are in high school, let us know if you still write notes or not, or if you do text.
Yeah, I do some of them aren't allowed to have their phones, so some must.
I think real notes still happen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They've got to.
The art of the note was just so great. You'd fold them into the football.
Yes.
The folds were uh-huh. really intricate.
Uh huh.
You had your pens that were just for note writing.
We got to bring in some of our, because I have a bunch of my old ones. My best
oh,
friend.
Oh, boy,
made,
yeah.
I have some, too.
We've got to, we need a yeah. special episode of.
We should definitely notes, do, like, where we notes. Trade each other's notes.
You know what we should cool, do? Boy. We'll do lady problems with our problems in our old notes.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
We'll solve our, yes. our idiotic junior high problems.
My favorite note that I ever saw was not to me or from me, mm-hmm. but this girl next to me in science class in eighth grade read this note, and then she said out loud to herself, "What a bitch." And then she picked up a piece of paper and she slammed it down and she wrote, "Dear Stacy, I guess we're still best friends."
That is the essence of all of every
oh,
note.
It's every note ever written.
Those three bitch, but we're best friends.
I guess we're still best friends.
Of course, her name was Stacy. Loved it. Classic Stacy. Yeah.
Stacy's a name that kind of went away. Did all the Stacys die?
I have a cousin Stacy who's still alive.
I don't know any Stacys anymore, but I don't either. I definitely knew them like growing up. Did you know any growing up though?
I have a cousin. I have a Stacy cousin.
So. Okay. We both have Stacy.
Like,
okay.
They're like more characters yeah. and stuff, but never real people.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Stacy from Babysitter's Club.
Stacy. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, Stacy's mom.
Got it going
sure.
on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stacy's were always teenagers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they died.
Yeah. R.I.P.
The Stacy's of the world. The worst serial killer. We just got onto Stacy Dash.
Oh, Stacy Dash.
I mean,
is that her name, Stacy Dash?
Yeah, Stacy yeah. Dash yeah. from Clueless.
Yeah. yeah. Why was I thinking her name something different than Stacy?
I don't know, but it is.
That's what
it is. Because you just want to think that she's.
But like, of course, she's the last roommate. That now we know what's going on
yeah.
with Stacy.
She yeah. probably killed. She yeah. killed him.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, she loves guns, so yeah. Just, yeah. She took them out one by one.
We just want to think of her as Ty forever.
Yeah.
Or not Ty. D. Yeah.
I just love the fact that she's really into guns and like Fox News, and Alicia Silverstone is like that, but liberal. Like, she's like, you should have an uh-huh. orgasm while you're giving childbirth.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. They're so opposite.
Yeah. If your food isn't sprouting while you're eating it, it's not food.
Right. the Alicia Silverstone, the reason I got a belly button ring.
Oh,
right? Isn't that what made you want to get a belly button ring? That
no,
music video?
Crazy? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got one because I was in senior week, the week after you graduated high school, and I didn't want to get a tattoo, and I didn't want to drink, and I didn't want to do drugs, and I was like, I'm still going to do something stupid.
There you go.
I want to get a belly button ring. I got a belly button ring and was just like, I didn't even have my ears pierced yet. And I was like, check it out. I thought it was funny.
I never got one.
You never got one?
No.
Did you get any weird piercing?
No, I have tattoos, but no, I don't have.
That's
no
the ultimate weird piercing.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's like 200 weird piercings with
yeah,
your
yeah.
gum.
Yeah,
yeah.
I saw a girl recently who like had an octopus tattoo on her butt. She's called like Octo Sphincter.
Oh,
damn, girl,
that's way cooler to do octopussy.
Yeah,
I know. I think she just has like a butt thing.
Oh, okay.
Probably a butt thing.
But it was just like a huge octopus. It was kind of cool because wow. you could see the tentacles on the backs of her legs.
That's that's actually really cool.
It's an intense reveal.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
A lot going on. Wow.
Yeah.
So like when guys fuck her from the back, they're just looking at an octopus?
Mm-hmm. Or girls.
Or girls.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's in the lot. Situations I saw her and they were men. Okay. right. out.
No, I have one last question about the you mentioned colonics.
Yeah.
Real quickly, do they work?
It didn't really seem like it for us.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like,
but you're vegan. It's not like you probably got too much stuff.
True. That particular investigation, I did the master cleanse and Ross did the colonic hydrotherapy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And he eats meat, so mm-hmm. that particular factor didn't factor. But yeah, I mean, when we looked into the science, we didn't really feel persuaded that there was like all that much there. But that said, it's not a totally bunk thing. There are like particular situations where doctors recommend it and it makes sense,
right,
as okay. opposed to like Reiki, where there's really no science behind that. For example, that's
I feel like
an example
with that,
of the other end
with that holistic stuff. It's always like the way they explain that away, though, is always like, well, yeah, of course they're not going to tell you about
sure.
it.
Yeah,
of course there's not science. The man doesn't want you to know about the
yeah. That's like every conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
right.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's one way to look at life. But it's like, okay, but then you're excusing yourself from rational conversation. So
thank you.
You can say that.
Oh,
but
people love to do that. It turns out.
Yes. Let yourself out.
I, you know, I'm a skeptical person too, and like by no means, I mean. I certainly think that like we are getting fucked over by the government and everyone else, but not to the fact that like
yeah.
I don't know any competent people. Why would there be people in the government so competent that they can arrange this huge ruse? You know what? They're yeah. idiots like all of us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are definitely conspiracies. They happen, but they're uncovered very quickly.
Yeah.
Especially these days.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
Also, right. it's like, I'm fine with believing them if they help me, you know? Like, I got my cards read the other day, and I was like, well, this is probably bullshit, but I'll take what I need out of it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah and yeah. that's actually how
and
I feel about Reiki.
Myself.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of placebo effects, probably,
yeah,
with
exactly.
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and that's like yeah. a sort of a different version of the word believe. You know, you're even saying I know it's bullshit, like that's kind of mm-hmm. taking believe to mean like I'm going to enjoy these effects, I'm going to take
right.
what I want from them, instead of like I'm going to put my all into this and
yeah.
I'm going to trust
yeah
this
not like spending
with.
All my money going to get this done and,
right
mm-hmm. I think it is the difference between taking and giving. It's like you're either going to take whatever symbol you
oh,
want to get
that's
from that,
interesting yeah
give yourself over to it.
Yeah, wow, that's really well put.
Thank you.
Nice. All right, lady problem.
Hi, ladies.
Confident slug on the Starbucks straw.
Hi, ladies. Long-time listener, first-time writer. A couple weeks ago, you asked for weird lady problems, and I hope this one isn't too weird or complicated.
No such thing.
Oof. So my parents split up after I graduated high school, and my mom hadn't had a job for a long time. At 65, she's had a hard time finding work. She gets some money in alimony, but it's not enough. Until recently, I was staying with her and helping her with bills, but I recently moved in with my long-term boyfriend and her younger brother. Oh, and the mom's younger brother, recently split from his wife, moved into her basement. So this is the problem. For years, my uncle was on the wagon, but he's fallen off in a big way.
Oh, no.
Not only is he drinking and smoking pot, but he's doing a lot of drugs, mushrooms, acid, DMT, and opium that I know of. Oof. He's also dating a new woman who is very strange and wants her to move into the basement with him. Oof. Where they will continue doing drugs and being generally shady. They go out and drive drunk and on drugs, leave doors
oh,
open
Jesus.
In the middle of the night, and my uncle even peed in the street in my mom's nice suburban neighborhood right in front of a group of neighbors. He's an all-over destructive force and a bad roommate, and my mom is often cleaning up his messes, while he won't even replace food he eats or bring home toothpaste.
Well, yeah, if he's peeing in the street, I'm not expecting
you
toothpaste
can't expect,
anytime
yeah.
soon.
Yeah. Even the non-peers don't always nail that one.
Yeah.
yeah.
I hope I've made it clear that this is a bad situation for my mom and he needs to go, but there are two problems with that. One, she can't afford to live alone and doesn't know anyone else who could move in. The other is that my drunk, drug-addled uncle is the most persuasive, charismatic person I've met. No matter how mad someone is at him, including me, when they confront him, he almost hypnotizes them and will fail the other person to apologize him. He's very manipulative, and I don't really think he cares about anyone but himself. And I know my mom could do better, even renting a spare room with Airbnb, but how do I get my uncle to leave or help him clean up his act? My mom is already bad at confrontation, and I feel partially responsible because I moved out. And also, I love my mom and don't want something bad to happen to her. I'm really afraid that she will allow his girlfriend to move in and be stuck with his craziness forever. Any advice? Crying Oof. In Minneapolis.
Rough. I think you gotta do one swift move, kick him out, put all his stuff.
She does? Kick him out of the mom's house?
Yes.
Well, she doesn't live there.
Yeah.
No, I
mean,
meant with
the mom.
Well, she's got to...
She got to convince mom, number
yeah.
one.
I know. Well, that's what I meant. I mean, yeah, she needs to convince the mom to, like, we got to do this now. And just, like, I'm saying to avoid... It's going to be a confrontation, but I think she's got to take charge and, like, get his shit out.
Maybe it's looking at how, what's the word I'm thinking of? When you're confronting somebody that's an addict, what is that word?
Intervention?
Yeah. Intervention. Maybe it's looking at how an intervention works and structuring that talk in that way. Because it's not necessarily you needing him to get sober, but like, hey, these things are incorrect. I won't put up with them in the house. You need to respect the rules that we have, or you will face consequences.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saying, if you continue to do this, I won't support you anymore, and you're not.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tough because we have to decide, are you talking to the mom about just getting him out, or are you talking to the uncle about how to stay and be a worthwhile human being in this house?
I think the first one sounds more realistic.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I do too. But it's also possible that she needs to prepare for backup plan B, which is the mom says, I just physically can't kick my brother out.
I mean, that is her brother. It's hard with like immediate family shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah. It sounds like he was on the wagon at one point. So, I mean, there's some hope of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a divorce that just happened. Like, this is like, it seems like it's a spiral based on a lot of things in his life kind of falling apart. And he is like still having his pity party from all of that.
I think first of all, he sounds like a narcissist.
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so.
And I wonder if it wouldn't hurt to like print out for your mom, like a list of the narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah.
You know, like the DSM list, and be like, does this sound like anyone? Cause sometimes it just gets the ball rolling of just like, you know, the mental gears going, oh, okay, this person's not acting normal. And that kind of sets the stage for the next few months. But also, I bet it's not that far off till this guy does something illegal. So, like, if Agreed. You can be there to document when he does, then it'll be so much easier to get rid of him. Because, mm-hmm. like, if he shoots up in your house, in the house, or, you know, he steals something or destroys property, it's going to be, like, so much easier to just call the cops.
And also making the point to your mom that, like, if he's shooting up in your house, that is an illegal activity. You are the owner of the home. You are held liable for things that happened under your roof.
Yeah, but she can't kick her brother out. She's going to call the cops on him? I just don't see that happening.
But the daughter could.
Daughter could. Yeah. I mean, somebody's going to need to get tough love. I think it's either going to be your uncle or your mom.
I had to call the cops on a friend once who was having like a psychotic break. And I was like, she has to get into the hands of people who can help her. I don't care if that's the cops at this point. So once she did something illegal, I was like, awesome. Hey, cops, my friend did something illegal. But it got her into the system where she got psychiatric care.
I had an old roommate that threw a fake suicide attempt and I 5150'd her ass. So I was just like, no, that you need somebody more than me listening to you. Uh-huh. I can't handle this.
I just fear the cops and don't have a lot of faith in their ability to affect any real positive change.
That's fair. I said all that stuff thinking, of course, I'm hoping all these people are white. And if they're not, then completely change your strategy.
You know, I don't know. This is a really tough situation.
I'm Googling books about narcissists because I've like heard a bunch of people talk about this recently on different podcasts about, if you just look up like books about narcissism, like just to understand that there's ways of like dealing with that and fighting that as well.
I think it's a hard thing too. I do this with my mom all the time. Like my relationship with my mom in the last like 5-10 years is really like I boss her around so much. Mm. And I don't know if that's just a natural thing that happens or if you should, because I think it's like, I don't know what happens, but like there's this shift that happens when your parents get to be like in their 50s and 60s where it's like they're just wrong about everything.
And you also have the energy to see firsthand how the world is changing, so you see how things have changed since they were your age too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
But what is that, so what are you saying?
It hasn't gotten me very far.
I think
it's hard because it's super frustrating because you do see, I mean, I'm sure that's what they went through when we were teenagers where it's like I clearly see that you're being a fucking idiot. But they don't want to hear their kid tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, I think that's like a really innate thing. So I think it's really hard to get your parents to kind of do the healthy thing. Like you're kind of like the last person kind of that should be.
Well, maybe it's talk to your mom first, see what she wants first and foremost. Like, does your mom want him to leave or is she happy with what's happening? And this is something that you're upset about. Like if there's something that your mom is fine with, then you need to just kind of like like, I am going to voice my disapproval of it. Mm-hmm. And I've said my piece, and you're an adult, and tell me when you want help to change the situation. I think that's first and foremost. Because if your mom's also like, if she's okay with the way things are and she hasn't complained, you know, be like, hey, I will always be an ear for this because I have a problem with this. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to be able to force her if she can't admit it first, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
She shouldn't let this lady move in.
I know.
Yeah.
Sounds like things are really going to get bad if that happens.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. So I think best plan of action. Mm-hmm. Get the narcissism profile.
Yeah.
Get that to the mom first. Mm-hmm. Have a conversation with the mom about, like, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Tell her, I'm sure you've said these things before, but, you know, have, mm-hmm. like, a really explicit conversation. Like, I think you need to kick him out. Here's why, X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
See how she responds to that. Mm-hmm. If she makes up an excuse for him, which she probably will, then I guess.
I mean, I guess that's what my first reaction was to because he's so convincing.
Yeah.
It sounds like no matter what they do, he's going to convince them out of it. Mm-hmm. So I do think either an intervention or maybe a harsher, you know, solution might mm-hmm. be it. Also, though, what's the other part where she, her mom, about renting out? I mean, I think Airbnb.
Stuff, yeah.
I wonder where they live. Did she say the city?
Minneapolis. Oh, you'll get plenty of Airbnb in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Airbnb or like, I mean, a Craigslist roommate is better than this dude. Like,
definitely.
Anybody's better than this
dude. Get a college kid who just needs a place to crash.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of that would definitely be better.
I mean, the college kids might also be peeing in the street, but at least they won't be your brother.
Yeah. But like a 19-year-old peeing in the street is it's much like more acceptable more than acceptable. Like a 50-year-old.
Yeah, that's a nice, fresh 19-year-old pee.
Yeah. There's grizzled hope in that urine of it turning around.
Beer and I hope, like, reassure your mom, too, because,
you
know, everyone has shit.
Yeah.
So I hope she's not embarrassed with her neighbors and stuff. It's like, you know, there's so much shit going on with people that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope, like, you can be there for her a little bit and comfort her and just say, like, it's okay, but you've got to admit what's going on.
And the neighbors loved it. The neighbors
loved it.
Oh,
yeah, I love it so much.
They're still talking about it.
Yeah, their favorite part of the week.
Yes.
You know what else I will say? I think, because the mom just went through a divorce relatively recently, too. Maybe try to get your mom to go to some divorce support groups. Because if she can talk about this situation, like, it might be great to see other. Because I bet you a part of this is like, hey, we have this divorce thing in common. I'm going to help you so you help me. So there's a codependency building between siblings. So I bet you, like, if she can be around other people that are going through a similar thing, that might help her realize, oh, this isn't okay.
Or like,
It'll give her a friend, a support base.
Also AA, like people, you know, people who are Al-Anon.
Yeah, there's Al-Anon.
There's Al-Anon for families. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that, I think, is really important.
Or just Al-Anon having a social, really having a social circle, like, outside of her brother.
That's hard to do when you're that age, though.
But you know what my mom, I just got her on, is Meetup.
Uh-huh.
And she loves it.
Nice.
Like, my mom is the most technology-averse person. I hate, never would be on Facebook. Definitely doesn't know what a podcast is. I mean, kind of knows because I have one, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
But she, I got her on to Meetup, and, like, I thought I was just going to show her, and it was going to be, like, everything else, like, whatever. She's, like, gone on all these, like, hiking meetups, and, like, she's meeting all these people her age. Because my mom's, like, a widow, and, you know, and, like, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard, like, when you're middle-aged. But, and, like, so maybe Meetup.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a dating thing where you have to like, ugh, I'm like out there to meet. So it's like, you're just out there to like.
Yeah, people want to do shit with other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. We fixed her mom's whole life.
Yeah.
Another one solved.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Hope this is helpful. What people have been doing also on the Facebook group, if they have additional things
insight
to help out, they throw it up on there.
Oh, yeah.
So go check the Facebook group. And if you have anything
else
to
add. Yeah,
I know
that it seems like we know everything.
Yeah.
And we do. But other people know extra stuff.
Yes, exactly. Those are the Easter eggs.
Carrie, where can people find you online?
Oh, sure. Well, there's the old Twitter.
Yeah.
The old Carrie Twitter. Poppy, yes. And then there's my Snapchat, which is Carrie Poppy X219.
Oh, right.
3H.
Great stuff going on up there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, really, really just groundbreaking.
You I mean, you know, as you know, Snapchat disappears, and so you might not find it, but it's there.
It's the ultimate Snapchat page.
It's there, It's there, and it's really good when you can get it.
And, yeah
we'll find out for that. Listen to Ono, Ross, and Carrie. It's really great.
obviously fascinating stuff going on over there.
Yeah. Hey, go listen to them. Leave them some iTunes reviews. And then, hey, why don't you go to, while you're on iTunes, then go and leave us some reviews.
Yeah,
hey, we'd appreciate it.
Pop in.
Yeah.
Give us a wave.
That stuff is really helpful for us, and we'd appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Bye, you guys.
You owe us. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.